Armo.
0TR, this is KR4AAE. How you doing this afternoon, Tom?
I'd say pretty good. Steven, how you doing today? I just had to go down and get some of my medicine straightened out. I'm headed for home.
Been pretty good. I decided to take a break from digging and burying wires today so I could at least have some fun this weekend. But, sound good, man. Recovery coming along pretty good, I take it.
So, what are you doing, burying radials?
Correct. Burying all the radials. And I got maybe 3 or 4 done of the 30 or so that I set out, so I got a few more to go.
Making them even when you get a circle, that's the challenge. Oh, I saw a thing where K4SV went out in Wyoming and set up a remote station, and my God, the radials, it was unimaginable. And they welded them all, I think, to the base of the antenna. He's got some kind of a special welder. Just an incredible station that guy's got. He lives up by Tryon.
Antenna farms and everything else, I think to myself, man, that would be nice. But I tell you what, though, there's always that one moment where you're sitting there using the HF antenna, and I'm wondering myself, like, I'm not hearing anybody. What's going on? Did I install it right? Is everything working right? And then finally the band opens up, and I can breathe a sigh of relief.
You're particularly susceptible to that. 10 meters, it's liable to come in any time, Stephen. I've been hearing it, 9, 10 o'clock at night sometimes. Usually, it's better propagation during the afternoon, during the day. And the bands, they're either shorter, they go long. You get to where you know what band to go on just from experience, I guess you'd say. Like right now, if I was going to look for a station, I'd be looking at 15, 17, 20, and 10 probably. And then of an evening, at night, it would be 40 and 30 and 160.
Yeah, that's experience for you. That's stuff that I haven't just figured out yet, but I did learn a little bit of that on 10 meters. It was going up and down and in and out this morning, and later on in the morning it turned out pretty good. Haven't had time to hop on it in the afternoon, but yeah, that makes sense with what I'm seeing on some of these other bands.
Cycle 25 is at its peak right now and will be slowly going down. Let me watch what I'm doing here. Coming by the old mill down here up towards our house. It did not peak as much as it did in cycle 19, I think it was the great one. And it varies, and it, problem is, it lasts for 11 years.
A long time for a cycle to last. But yeah, Europe was doing pretty decent this morning. Late morning, it turned out a little bit better. But yeah, I definitely have experienced the band fluctuating in the 10 meter band and up there on 40 meters as well.
This is the worst. They call it the magic band up there at 50 megacycles. I never did use it. I think I got one contact on 6 meters in my logbook of the world, but I probably ought to look up there at times, because my 160-meter antenna will actually tune 6 meters, and it's 235 feet long, or 265, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I've still got to tune the antenna for 80 meters and 160 meters, but for everything else, That by far was the easiest tune on this vertical. I will take this any day of the week.
On 160 is very little anymore because they went to the F28 and FD4 because it's a lot easier. And you see a lot of it on there on CWNet at nights. And it's a wintertime band. It's not good. It's terrible static in the summer. This is N0LTR.
Bubble.
Good afternoon. Go ahead and make one.
Oh, who you're talking to in here, because I just got back in the car. Had to try to get a package out of the mailbox. And they put one of these other boxes in they put the mail in. And then you got to figure out how the key works so it'll go open the box. But I did. Anyway, how you doing today, Tom?
Get some medicine straightened out. I've been taking 25 milligrams of a beta blocker, and that's what they told me. And turns out I'm supposed to be taking 75, so I got that straightened out. But you're talking to Stephen, KR4 Alpha Alpha Echo, and a nice young man, and I think an IT man, aren't you, Stephen? Go ahead.
That is correct. And Tom, I'm glad you think I'm nice. Nah. I'm an IT guy. I just got my HF vertical set up, and I was just sitting here chatting with Tom about the bands and how they fluctuate and which ones are good and which ones are bad right about now, and I'm definitely seeing the symptoms and seeing exactly what he was saying.
Well, welcome to things and everything. And the name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and I live over here in the Moore area. And Tom, I've got two more set sessions for my rehab next Tuesday and next Thursday, and then I move into going on my own after that. So they feel I've reached the point where I've got down, and as of this morning, I've dropped 20 pounds since I come out of the hospital from 209 to 189. So things are going good there. And the real important thing is, Monday, they'll finish putting together my building and getting my building roofed and closed in, and then all I got to do is get an electrician over here to get him to hook the power up to the breaker box in the house. And then I can start getting all my radios back over here. Tom, over.
That sounds good, Rusty. Sound like you're living a good life now that you got married. That's wonderful. Oh, Bernice is out here cutting weeds, and I got to tell you, it's 76 degrees out here, according to the car, and it's hot, too hot for me. But I've arrived home, need to pull in the garage, and sorry to make it short, but got to go check with the War Department. Stephen, you go ahead and take it, and I'll sign for now. KR4AAE, N0LTR, 73s, guys.
Nice chatting with you. Hope to hear you again soon. This is KR4AAE. How you doing, Rusty? Name's Stephen on this end.
Hello, Stephen. See you later, Tom. Take it easy. I'll call you on the phone later. I want to talk to you about some things. Anyway, good to meet you, Stephen. And sounds like you're fairly new at this and getting into things. I've been doing it for something like, 35, 36 years now. So one thing and then another and then another. You learn all the different things that's going on and you get what you want to do. And I'll... And I've been off the air HF-wise since the hurricane. Well, actually since about end of January when I packed up all my stuff and sent it over to be stored. And then I got married in February, and we're living in a condo. And I'm getting a storage room built out and behind my house that's quote-unquote from the HOA. And, you know, but it's going to be filled with radios. Get me an antenna that I can put down there soon, and I'll be happy so I can be back on the air. Over.
And there's Dave, KB2HXS.
The
to come in here and make a comment. Yeah, you're an old guy. I've been around radio for since 1988, so I'm right there behind you. I just want to come in and say, I can't even talk today. I want to come in and say hello, Rusty, and I think I heard Tom in there. If you're there, Tom, go ahead and pick it up, KB2HXS.
We'll pass it over to Stephen because Tom pulled into the garage and said he had to get out and talk to the War Department. Go ahead, Stephen.
Sir Dave, it's been a while since I've talked to you. I've been off the air getting my HF antenna set up and all that good stuff. But yeah, I originally had interest in the hobby back when I was a kid. Lost interest and didn't really pick up to it. And then now, I'm going to try it again. So here I am on the radio again.
It's a good retirement hobby. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to step out. I just heard you guys in there. I was just pulling up to my house here. You guys have a good afternoon. Rusty, to get it? WU2T in the group, KB2HXS. Still there? WU2T, KB2HXS. Happened. Hope he's all right. All right, Steve, have a good afternoon. We'll catch you later, KB2HXS.
Yeah, copy that. Nice talking to you, Dave. This is KR4AAE. I'll be clear for now.
SW2T.
Oh, there you are. What happened? You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I get into an area over here that's on Reedville Road. In front of the, you get to the food line over here, in between the food line, and when you cross over the bridge, it crosses over I-26 headed down into Spartanburg. There's a dead area in there, or interference. There's some kind of interference in there. So I can't get out, and I can't hear anybody getting in. It all sounds like shh. So that's what happened. And are you near a phone? You can give me a call?
I can. Give me about 5 minutes or so. It's in the house talking.
Oh, okay. Well, give me a call a little bit later. I'm headed up here. I got to get my glasses frames adjusted. I smacked into something the other day and it messed up my nose pieces, and I got to get them. I'm going to let the people that know how to do it straighten it out. I'm not going to play with it and break it myself. So if they break it, they fix it. If I break it, then I got to go pay somebody else to fix it. Anyway, how was the Renaissance Fair on Saturday?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I'll send you a picture of Sally and me in our costumes. And I'm trying to understand, you ran into something, or did something run into you? You know, you are married now. You got to be careful.
No, this was a case of I was doing something, getting into the car, and I kind of tripped, and my face hit the rubber stuff all around, and of course, it pushed up on my glasses, and needless to say, when it pushed on my glasses against the face, it makes the nose clips spread, so... And if I don't play with them, I don't have a chance of breaking them, and then it's not my responsibility if they get broke.
All right. Catch you later, KB2HX says. Have a good afternoon. I'll give you a call a little later. Over to you, Stephen.
I didn't miss that one. I just wasn't going to say anything. The wife is sitting right in here with me, and you would probably not have liked anything she said. Catch you later, KB2HXS in the group, W2T.
I was only kidding. KB2HXS, clear.
KB2HXS, this is KQ4LOO. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, what's going on? I'm just stepping out of the car. Steven's in there, AAE, so I'm good. You have my card. Give me a call. A couple things I got to catch up on. But, Stephen, to get it. I'm out. KB2HXS.
UT, this is KR4AAE. You're a very smart man for refraining on some of those comments that Dave threw out there. I learned that very early on in my marriage as well. 2UT, Rusty, you still out there? Or did you hit that dead spot again? I'm very familiar with that dead spot on Reedville Road. KR4AAE, clear.
Yeah, I'm kind of driving right now, so I'm going to be clear to KQ4LOO.